Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the podcast. And we have a new title. New title, new season, new cover art. Lots has happened in the last week since I last spoke with you guys. Realistically, for me, it's only been 2 days since the last episode released. Today is Sunday, and lots has changed. So, addressing the new podcast title. Yes, we have a new podcast title, guys, and I very much loved the old title, but it was just a little bit too long, and I was thinking about it, and I was like, okay, podcast titles should be a little bit shorter, easy to remember, kind of like gives you an insight to what the show is talking about. And that's what this new title does, I feel like, a little bit better than the old one. And I also just love this new title. So the new title is Verbal Thoughts. I'm sure you've all seen it on the cover art, but I came up with that a few months ago, I want to say. It's been a little bit, and I wanted to change it right away, but I was like, no, the show is already established. Let's just keep it that way. Let's just see where this goes, right? But then I was having a conversation with somebody, and they were like, oh, I just thought your podcast was about sex because you have sexy people in the title. So I just straight up thought it was just about that. And I was like, I literally haven't spoken my thoughts about sex on this show yet, so it has nothing to do with that. It's just like a self-empowerment situation in itself. And then it got me thinking. I was like, that kind of is a catalyst to change the title. So here we are with the new title. I also just really wanted to change it in general. I don't know why, but there's a new season, lots is changing around me, and I feel like I want to keep going with the flow of that. And now that I'm getting more comfortable with podcasting and talking to you guys and interacting with you guys, I feel like this just all kind of makes sense. So I came up with Verbal Thoughts because, at least for me, a podcast is about whoever's the host, whoever's speaking. It's their thoughts that they're verbally telling you, whatever it may be. And I was like, oh my God, Verbal Thoughts would be such a dope idea for a podcast title. And I wrote it down in my notebook somewhere. I just didn't think of it again, but it's been in the back of my mind. So every time I have been posting or like promoting the podcast or anything, I'm like, oh my gosh, it'd be so much more like short and sweet if it was Verbal Thoughts, you know? And that's just been in the back of my head. So I've been really wanting to change it. And then I was finally like, on Friday night, 2 days ago, I was finally like, fuck it. I'm just gonna do it. I don't really care what anybody else has to say because it's my podcast. I can do whatever I want with it. And I don't really care what anybody else has to say, anyways, because I fucking love this title. I love the old one, but I love this one even more. It's short, it's simple, it's an insight to what this podcast is about, and everything just tied together. So I just did it. And when I do something, if I have my mind made up about something, it will happen right then and there. Typically, it will happen right then and there. That's just how I operate, that's how I function. So I came up with this. I was like, it was 11:30 at night on a Friday night. I was having them late night thoughts. And I was just like, oh my God, I'm gonna switch the podcast title. And I started working on the cover art, I started working on descriptions, everything, changing everything. And then I was like, okay, I have everything and I don't feel like waiting anymore. So I'm just gonna put it out there. And I don't really care if anybody notices or anything because I'm gonna address it. Clearly, I'm doing that now. I was just like, let me just get it out there. I need it out of my system. I can't hold this back. Once I have an idea, I have to push it out of my system. Clearly, because the very first episode of this podcast, I recorded and reposted it in like 2 hours. It was ridiculous. I just wanted to get it out. So it's out there now, new podcast title and everything. I'm trying to switch it over on all streaming platforms. Right now, only Spotify is accepting it. So hopefully, by the time this episode comes out, the rest of the streaming platforms will have it switched over. So don't worry. I'm working on that. I want to welcome you guys to the first official episode of Verbal Thoughts, technically. season one, but we're calling it season two. A new season, a new change, lots of stuff is going on. I'm super excited for where this is going to take us, and I'm very, very grateful that you are here listening with me. In correlation with everything that has gone on, lots of change, everything that comes with that, today's episode is going to be all about change. I feel like there is a lot of negativity around change. We typically like things to stay the same because it's comfortable and familiar. So when things change, it means that life is about to get real uncomfortable and really unfamiliar. So more often than not, change is feared when in reality it should be embraced and welcomed. So I really don't want to focus on the negative energy surrounding change in this episode because that's not going to get us anywhere. And I'm sure some of you listening also feel this way, where you are struggling to adapt when change is happening because you are leaving what you have only ever known for the unknown. So it's a scary process, but only if you are in that mindset that it's scary. So change is gonna happen no matter what. So it's just about how you view it that will help you adapt. And this is a quote that I saw that I absolutely love, and it may be familiar to some of you, but I'm sharing it anyways. And that quote is, "Change only happens for the better. It only happens for your growth and success, not the other way around." So I'm gonna repeat that again. It is, "Change only happens for the better. It only happens for your growth and success, not the other way around." So if you really think about how true that is, how change needs to happen, and it's happening to better you and your life, so switching your mindset to accept that change has to happen allows space for less resentment and more openness to what is happening around you. So you have to allow what's happening around you to naturally happen and fall into place without the fear attached to it. So that's the only way to honestly create space for the life that you're manifesting. Change never happens for a negative reason. It's only for the better. You're not gonna be finding yourself in a situation that you don't love and wanting to change and go backwards into something else that you hate even more. That's not ever the case. If you really truly think about it, it only happens to better your life and to better your situation, scenario, whatever changes are going around you in your life, mentally, physically, emotionally, all of it. If you're wanting a change, it's only because it's meant for you and that it is going to get better from here on out. So that essentially is the mindset that we're trying to have when we are embracing change, remembering that it's only going to get better. It might suck for a minute. Yes, it will, because it's unfamiliar, and we as humans don't like things to be unfamiliar. We like them to be the same, and we like to be in control, and change is kind of uncontrollable. I'm gonna get into more of that later in the episode because there are some aspects of it that you can control, but change essentially is uncontrollable and it's natural and it's going to happen. So no amount of you overthinking it or overanalyzing it is going to change saying change a lot, but change what is naturally supposed to happen. And that's just how life goes. Changes happen, life goes on. It's just the cycle of life in general to allow change to happen as it should. So there's no reason for it to go backwards in life. It's only pushing you forwards and it's only going to get better from here on out. So I will admit personally, I don't do the best with change, but I know it needs to happen. So recently, something has been telling me that I need a change. Like, I need a new environment, I need new surroundings, I need new everything. I just need to get out, go somewhere where nobody knows who I am, nobody has any opinion of me, and just go out and start over and start fresh and do a complete 180 on everything in my life, the way I was currently living, do a complete 180 on everything. I need to meet new people. I need new experiences. I need a new job. Like, I knew everything. And something was telling me that I needed a complete switch in order to grow. And this is a prime example. I'm using me as an example, but I was not growing. I was not getting anywhere 6 months ago. Okay? I was not getting anywhere. I was not going anywhere. I was like, what the heck needs to happen in order for me to change? How am I going to get prepared for this big change that I want to happen? So I was anticipating and mentally preparing for a change, or reminding myself that this needs to happen and it's natural and normal and it's only going to benefit me in the end. All of that has really helped me embrace this season of change that I'm in, and I'm currently thriving. I'm absolutely loving it. Like, I'm trying to get more familiar with the unknown of each day, being like, this day could legit go anywhere, and I'm totally okay with that just because I have completely changed my lifestyle around. And genuinely, I don't know what would have happened to me if I stayed in a life that was begging for me to leave. Like, my body knew, my mind knew, everything around me was telling me that it was time to grow and evolve, and I had to leave. I had to go do it completely, not completely on my own, but kind of starting over completely on my own to prove to myself that I'm able to adapt to a change that is this big. So, I want to go through a few things that will help you embrace any type of change that you may be going through. Like I mentioned earlier, mentally, physically, if it's uncontrollable change, if it's not happening with you, but it's happening to a loved one and you are struggling dealing with that, that's kind of what I'm about to go through. So mainly just quotes and mindset shifts that I have here, but if you sit down and journal through them and really think through them, they are very powerful. And if you constantly think through that, you'll be able to accept change a little bit easier. So the first one that I have here is that nothing is permanent. You're not stuck. You have choices. You can think new thoughts. You can learn something new. You can create new habits. You can do a complete 180, change everything. Your life is your life. And if you are wanting something else, you are allowed to go get it. If you don't like something about your life, knowing that you have the power to change it and make it how you want is a secret that nobody really tells you. And this is where I'm gonna get into how you kind of have a little bit control over change. Even though change is natural and is going to happen, sometimes you get the urge yourself to make a change, which in a way is kind of also natural because it's your body's way of telling you that it needs something more. So basically, if you don't like your life, change it. If you don't like your job, change it. If you don't like your daily habits, change it. If you don't like where you live, change it. If you don't like any aspect of your life, literally change it. So make a life you want to live instead of settling. And you have the power to change everything about your life. You don't have to wait for somebody else to do it for you because they won't. So you have to take charge and control of what you want, and you'll start to see everything simply fall into place as it's meant to be, and that's where the kind of natural change happens. But again, if you are feeling that you are about to enter a season of change and you're fearing it, you have to go in head on, full force, in order for your entire environment to support you in the way that your lifestyle is heading. If you are fearing it, if you are holding back in any way, if you are not wanting to embrace change because you're getting overwhelmed about all the different scenarios that could happen but probably won't happen, then you're just holding yourself back from the lifestyle that you want to live. So you have to acknowledge these feelings that are surrounding change so that way it can push you in that growth direction you need to go, because ultimately change is growth, and it's only going to get better from there. So I think a lot of people expect others to make the change for them when it's not other people's jobs to do that. So that's where I was a few months ago. I wanted other people to come in and change my life, and I felt desperate, and I felt like I needed other people to come in and help me and do anything and get to where I needed to go. I thought I needed other people to do that, and I couldn't understand that I had to do it myself. I couldn't understand that nobody is going to come save me. Genuinely, I had to do it. And once you adopt this mindset of nobody's gonna come save you, it's kind of just like, damn, like I'm really out here creating my own life and I'm doing me. And I'm making those changes for me because nobody else is doing it for me. I have to do it and I have to allow it to happen as it naturally should. That's when change starts to become less scary and more inviting and all of the possibilities that you can have for your life. So adopting or kind of having that in the back of your head being like, nobody is going to come save me. I have to make that change myself and allow myself to do what I need to do to get where I want to be. You have to be thinking about that. And then it just becomes a little bit easier to accept. This next one, I want you guys to bear with me because it's going to sound really bad and kind of careless, but just listen. So adopting the mindset, it is what it is. I say this frequently because I'm over here just like, I can't control that situation. It changed. It is what it is. I say that so much. Once you start to realize things are happening, whether you want them to change or not, you become less attached to the idea that everything is meant to stay the same. So by saying it is what it is, you allow yourself to flow with the change and be open to whatever comes next instead of fearing the unknown. Just being like, every situation is its own situation. It is what it is. Can't change it. Can't alter it in any way. Might as well just not focus on anything that isn't going to bring me to where I want to go anymore. Kind of having that mentality. This next one is, you'll never grow if you never change. And I think this one scares me the most because I don't want to be stuck in the same place, refusing to make a change while everyone around me is growing and evolving and going after what they want. So I really do struggle with this comparison a lot too, with the fear that I'm not changing at all while everybody else around me is. Everybody else seems to be doing bigger and better things. And I'm over here just like, I'm not doing that. I'm trying to focus on me and I'm not trying to do that. So I've been struggling with that. And it's harder to stay somewhere you don't belong, like mentally or physically, than it is to push yourself into new environments. That kind of goes without saying, like getting out of your comfort zone, making that change within yourself and proving to yourself that you are capable of doing hard things over and over again. And it's just that mindset that you keep putting yourself in. That's where I'm at right now. Everything that I'm mentioning here right now is to help you guys grow. So that's the overall goal here. So if you are listening to this, that means that you are wanting to grow and evolve. And to do that, you have to embrace change. And none of that happens when we're comfortable at all. It really doesn't. You have to get uncomfortable and you have to, I've said this before, but I'm gonna reuse it, but getting comfortable with being uncomfortable in order to change and grow, I still think that still applies here and it's still a great mindset to have in general. So this next one that I want to mention is that change is natural. I've been over this. It's supposed to happen. It's unavoidable, especially in life. We get so used to our surroundings and our everyday routines that when anything threatens to disrupt that, we become overwhelmed, anxious. We start to overthink, overanalyze, making up the worst scenarios that will never occur. And I'm basing this off personal experience, our minds trick us into thinking terrible things will happen if something about our current life changes, just because we're so used to it and we're so comfortable in that, but we'll never get anywhere if we don't grow. And understanding that change is a part of life and just to let it happen naturally, or else you will get caught up in the stress and miss out on what's going on in front of you. And that is unavoidable. It's natural, and no amount of overthinking is going to help you grow. It's just going to keep you right where you are, and that's not where we want to be. So it's natural, it's a part of life. So the sooner that you stop fearing it, the sooner that you will see everything play out as the universe intended it to play out for you. So I want you guys to remember that you can change who you are at any time. You don't owe anybody but yourself happiness, as you are your number one priority. And if you don't like anything about your current life, you have the power to change that. And it's natural for you to have those feelings and want to go after something bigger and better that is meant for you. So just make sure you're listening and leaning into your intuition and what's going on in your surroundings when you're looking for a change. And then when things are changing around you that are out of your control, remember that it's natural and that everything only changes for the better, and that it's only going to benefit you in the long run. So with that, I am going to leave you for this episode. I hope you enjoyed. If you did, make sure to follow and share, as it really does help out the podcast. And we did hit a huge milestone that I want to mention, and that is we have 5,000 impressions, which is crazy. I want to thank you guys so much for supporting. And that essentially means that it's a combination of searches and listens on all the streaming platforms that it's on, which is still insane and an insane amount. So we're growing rapidly, and I'm very, very excited to see where this goes. And it's great, because that means a lot of people are getting the help that they need, at least from me, which is always a good feeling. But yes, I will be back next Friday with a new episode. Remember, we have a new podcast name, Verbal Thoughts, which I have lots of exciting plans and lots of plan words and little things that are coming soon. I know that's like not specific at all, but I'm super excited. So I will be back next Friday with a new episode for you guys. Love you. Bye.